After James Henry Trotter had been living with his aunts for 3 whole years, there came a morning when something rather peculiar happened to him. And this thing, which, as I say, was only rather peculiar, soon caused a second thing to happen, which was very peculiar. And then the very peculiar thing, in its own turn, caused a really fantastically peculiar thing to occur. It all started on a blazing hot day in the middle of summer. Aunt Sponge, Aunt Spiker, and James were all out in the garden. James had been put to work as usual. This time he was chopping wood for the kitchen stove. Aunt Sponge and Aunt Spiker were sitting comfortably in deck chairs nearby, sipping tall glasses of fizzy lemonade and watching him to see that he didn't stop work for one moment. Aunt Sponge was enormously fat and very short. She had small piggy eyes and a sunken mouth and one of those white flabby faces that looked exactly as though it had been boiled. She was like a great white soggy overboiled cabbage. Aunt Spiker, on the other hand, was lean and tall and bony, and she wore steel-rimmed spectacles that fixed on the end of her nose with a clip. She had a screeching voice and long, wet, narrow lips. And whenever she got angry or excited, little flecks of spit would come shooting out of her mouth as she talked. And there they sat, these two ghastly hags, sipping their drinks and every now and again screaming at James to chop faster and faster. They also talked about themselves, each one saying how beautiful she thought she was. Aunt Sponge had a long-handled mirror on her lap, and she kept picking it up and gazing at her own hideous face.
"I look and smell as lovely as a rose," Aunt Sponge declared. "Just feast your eyes upon my face. Observe my shapely nose."
"But don't forget,"
Aunt Spiker cried,
"how much your tummy shows."
Aunt Sponge went red. Aunt Spiker said,
"My sweet, you cannot win. Behold my gorgeous curvy shape, my teeth, my charming grin."
"My dear old trout,"
Aunt Sponge cried out,
"you're only bones and skin.